This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You may join us here if you want. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been talking a lot about firefighting and the private version of firefighters upsetting, apparently, some of the folks on the internet with a piece over at theatlantic.com getting into it. We'll tell you about that. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Plus, coming up, Melanie, you've got a story not only about a 25-cent robbery, but also kind of a related story about some bureaucrats trying to make it appear as though everybody's equal at the government schools over there, or at some school. We'll get into that coming up here in moments, because that's kind of what the unspoken assertion is here so far, at least in the Atlantic. There's a little more opinionizing coming up here in moments, but the idea being that it's somehow bad or wrong or unfair for rich people to have access to fire services that the average folks may not have.
Premium fire services.
However, as is pointed out by the guy who runs Wildlife Defense, excuse me, I keep seeing wildlife, it's Wildfire Defense Systems, which is a Montana company that claims to have made 550 wildfire responses on behalf of insurers in the last couple of few years. This particular company, this guy, Torgerson, David Torgerson, he says that, well, yeah, if the fire hits Malibu, there's going to be a lot of high-value houses that we're protecting, but if it hits somewhere in Utah, then there won't be. And he says his company responds to wherever it is that they're needed, and that they have contracts with a bunch of insurers who have a wide range of homes that that they contract with. He says 90% of the homes they protect.
By the way, he's also contracted by municipalities sometimes, too.
He says 90% of the homes they protect are average value homes, not Kanye West, who is the reason why all of this is in the news in the first place.
Because that's how it happens. And you usually don't have to wait that long for something to go from being a high-end luxury to being something that almost everyone has.
If it's a good idea.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, some things fizzle out because the market doesn't want them. But
right.
Within my lifetime, cell phones have gone from costing $4,000 to $10 at the dollar store.
Right, and you're not that old.
Are you selling phones for $10 at the dollar store?
Yeah, they're probably five now. I don't know. Could get them.
You can get
cheap
cell phones.
There's not going to be an iPhone.
No,
but
no.
But neither was this one back in 83.
It's going to be
10-year-old
tech,
me,
probably, to some extent.
But whatever, a 10-year-old tech cell phone is still miles above what it was in 1985.
Significantly better than the world that King Henry VIII occupied as
but
the richest
person.
But
if I had gone back there and said, well, whoa, well, I mean, I would have been an infant in 3 years before I was born. Hey, nobody can have these because I can't afford one, then I wouldn't have an iPhone right now.
Right.
So, going on here from the piece.
That's why I like those little Bernie Sanders memes where it has the screaming Bernie fans that go, I don't understand economics!
So they're talking about here a little bit later on in an interview with Stanford historian Richard White, talking about the Metropolitan Fire Services versus protecting non-metropolitan areas, that there's kind of different goals with fire protection in those areas. And let's see here. It says here that
it's almost as if people on the internet have opinions about things that they're completely ignorant.
Well, I mean, it's not incorrect to say that an urban fire department has likely different goals than a rural fire department.
He's right.
Yeah.
But people on the internet really don't seem to understand that a municipal department's going to have a different role than a department that works for insurance companies, that a department inside a city. A lot of these people live in cities and never leave them.
He says problems arise at, this is again theatlantic.com, at the wildland-urban interface where sprawl or exurb, which has to be protected like a city, meets backcountry that evolved to burn and should do so. This interface is exacerbated by a troubling chasm. Since 1968, when the Forest Service started taking a more naturalistic approach to letting wildfires burn, it has also cut full-time fire staff. But the fires, driven by climate change, he claims, and an expansion of that same wildland-urban interface, have grown more destructive. The campfire This is what they're calling the fire out in
California?
Yeah,
it's a really confusing name because people know what a campfire is, yeah. But this is fire that has something to do with some place called camp.
Has killed more people and destroyed more buildings than any before it. And 2 months before the fire started, Cal Fire had already exhausted $431 million of its $443 million budget fighting earlier devastating fires. So, beginning in the mid-1980s and accelerating in recent years, Forest Service budget cuts and increasingly prevalent wildfires opened the door for private contractors to assume roles formerly held by government employees. In some cases, that looks like insurance companies sending crews out, a la 18th century London, or Kim Yi ordering up some firefighters to tend to their manse.
Yeah, I don't believe that that's what happened. I believe that, best I can tell, Kim Yi, or Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, actually, it was part of their insurance, and their insurance took care of that. But I could be wrong. I just can't find any evidence.
But the change is broader and deeper than that, he says. Quote, the trend to privatize fire operations began seriously under the Reagan administration. It is now a full program, complete with lobbyists, Penn told me. He says this goes far beyond private companies hired by insurance companies. The National Wildfire Suppression Association represents 250 private wildfire firefighting companies who provide on-demand services to federal, state, and local governments. Budget cuts have forced privatization onto the Forest Service, as the NWSA itself explains, saying, quote, the emergence of private contract resources, national and regional 20-person firefighting crews, engines, dozers, tenders, and other specialized equipment, and support services such as caterers and shower/handwashing units, gives agencies the flexibility they need to increase or decrease support with the most cost-effective solution. So this is the National Wildfire Suppression Association saying this. The association claims now further that, quote, 40% of the resources across the United States are provided by private wildland fire services, unquote. Not everyone would say this is a bad thing, says The Atlantic. The late libertarian economist Fred McChesney argued that, quote, private for-profit production of fire services yields lower average costs than the costs of government provision for equivalent levels of output.
Yes.
And that's kind of what we were saying here, where we were pointing out, hey, if you actually let the marketplace work, then through competition, you get a better product at a lower price. And if indeed it's true that what the NWSA is saying here is that 40% of the resources across the U.S. are being provided by private wildland fire services, that means you've got 40% of the resources being better applied, being more efficiently provided.
I do question... what the state, and by its, and by division, its municipalities, what a municipality can offer here is something that's counter to economics. And if, for instance, you want faster service than the market would provide in a given sparsely populated area, then maybe it's a good idea to force the people in your community to pay for a fire company.
Why would that provide faster service?
Let me give you an example. So we have a private, we have a volunteer fire department that I'm a member of, and it's a town directly adjacent to Keene, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
You and Keene pay for an extraordinarily efficient, yet very expensive, fast.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're talking about government is not efficient.
Okay, fast, and because they deploy within usually... if you had a fire here and you called, you will have a deployment time of probably 5 minutes. Okay, they will be here. We have numbers.
Unless
that,
they're not, in which case you can't sue them because they have no obligation to provide you with any service.
We have numbers that are in the double digits. Okay?
Of minutes.
Mm-hmm. I showed up. The call comes through my Minotaur, which is a little radio thing. Fire just down the street from my house. I come around, I can get the guy out of the house,
mm-hmm.
And I can start using his hose to put the fire out before the truck shows up, at my truck, the town truck shows up. We then deploy, then Keene shows up, because, you know, they're a town away. We don't know what the marketplace, where it would deploy trucks and how it would deploy them because, well, the marketplace doesn't get to work in that circumstance. But if you want fire service that happens quickly, then you've got to put the money towards it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the fire, maybe the fire insurance companies would not put that kind of money because this is a sparsely populated area. That's a difficult thing to say. And then you'd have people complaining that the city people get better fire services than the country people do. Which would certainly be the truth in a market-driven fire service.
But it's also the truth that you've chosen to live in a higher per capita cost for infrastructure
yes.
area.
Yep, that's something that people should figure out, is you're going to have faster times in the city.
All right, so we've got more coming up, including his response to the libertarian argument here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk. Talk Live. We invite you to join us right here and take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. On air, call-in lines are also available through our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. And Discord is a way for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners easily and for free. You go to discord.lrn.fm. If you've got the Discord app installed already, that's the way to do it. You can use their web version if you want to get a taste of what it's like, but I recommend you grab the app and go ahead and install that, create your account, and then go to discord.lrn.fm in your browser, and it will pop you right into our server in the Discord app, which allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners now and basically around the clock. So head on over there. Discord.lrn.fm. We get back into this article here in just a moment from The Atlantic. It's kind of a historic slash opinion piece where they're talking about firefighting and, you know, how it is today that there's these private firefighting companies and how prolific they are. And we're going to get into his opinion that is going to respond to a libertarian view on this, that it's actually a good thing that we have private fire protection. And then not only that, we should have more of it.
Yeah, the libertarian view here says that, well, the evidence shows that private firefighting companies distribute costs of firefighting far more efficiently than public firefighting companies. I believe this 100%, even as a government-funded firefighter myself. All the equipment I use, all that stuff, government paid for.
All right. Well, taxpayers paid for it. But let's go on here. We can get into that here in a moment, but let's go to Bobby. He's in Lakeville, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, watching on Twitch.
It's Bobby from Lakeville, Florida. I used to be Tom Likas' number one caller.
Wow, number one.
Voter number one. That's not just me.
Should I get you an explosion sound effect ready here?
Blow me up, baby.
I was going to have you blow me up. What I want to talk about was Sarah from New Mexico, okay?
Yes. Our regular caller, for listeners who may be new to the show, she calls every single night. She's a communist, self-professed communist. She's obsessed with things like traffic rules and red light cameras.
And where mailboxes are in the parking lot.
And believes that people live on the moon.
That's right. Okay, go ahead with your thoughts on Sarah, Bobby.
Great by, I mean, hilarious content. Anyways, I wanted to say was Ian, now you can't get me wrong here, he said, well, you could, she could get a job, you know, answering phones, this and that. Okay, now I'm no big shot. I am a...
Well, hold on. Before you go on, I want to give our listeners background. She says she's never really worked basically a day in her life except for when she was maybe like 17 for a short bit. I think she's in her 60s or late 50s now.
She had a mental health episode and then
she's bipolar. She says she's on disability and she claims she can't work. And so I've said to her, well, yeah, you can. You're on the phone with us right now. You can answer phones for some company. You could do some kind of telemarketing or a customer service job on phones. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, possibly. Okay, but just hear me out here on this, okay? Yeah. I'm a system manager at a fast food joint, okay? I'm a prep cook, manager prep cook. At my manager of fast food job, I wouldn't hire that lady, okay? Because the first 5 or 10 minutes she's in there, she's going to start talking about red light cameras. She's going to talk about being on the moon with Stay. Okay, she's going to be going on about, okay, and now.
Well, but you don't know. Well, hold on. Now, I don't deny that she may be.
She's crazy.
Well, she is kind of, yeah, she's somewhat crazy. But you don't know how much of that you're going to pick up on a job interview, right? Like, maybe she's smart enough to.
After the hire.
Right.
Oh, yeah. After the hire, you know it. You're going to hear about the moon landing was fake. We're going to hear about red light cameras. We're going to hear about 1,000 deaths by pedestrians. We're going to hear about 1,000 deaths by here.
That's what I'm saying. If she's not working at a fast food restaurant, then you never hear about it. If her job is to just answer the phones.
You're not going to hire Ian. Are you going to hire her? I'm going to hire her.
But
there are people who hire people that are well below the quality that I would hire, and they're hired by somebody.
I'm not going to hire.
Okay.
I'm not saying you should get disability, okay, but I'm just saying I don't know anybody in my world, and I know 2 or 3 millionaires that work the different fast food restaurants.
Put her on a factory line, man. She can talk all she wants so long as she puts the widgets together.
No.
Well, and the other thing is,
she's going to get fired. No.
Like, how much of this is environmental?
She's got a factory line about red light cameras and pedestrian deaths. He's going to be like, no buenos, no buenos. Come on,
but she,
guys.
Because she's been allowed to just sit around for 40 years talking about red light cameras, whereas if she had to work or starve,
she'd have less time
to. What the market requires you to do.
Sure.
Maybe she wouldn't have become that way in the first place.
That's a good point.
Still, but what extent is environmental and what's not? I don't know, but there's no reason to believe that she would necessarily be the same.
At this point, who's going to hire her? I don't know anybody in my world in the fast world.
You made your point, Bobby. Tell me about what happened to Tom Likas. What happened to his show?
Okay, well, Tom Likas, he's now doing a every other day podcast from Monday mm-hmm. to Friday. I was his number one character on his show, voted. Now, that wasn't me just
voted.
Making something up.
Wow, okay.
100%. I have the audio because I download papers, download archive, and mm-hmm. I do have the audio of being voted number one caller character. And so, anyways, but yes, Tom Likas is now 100% retired. I don't think the podcast is going to last any more than the first of the year here.
Because our listeners, for those who don't know, Tom Likas is, I guess you could describe him as one of the earlier kind of hot talk show hosts out there.
Yeah.
Shock jock. I don't know if that's really exactly accurate, but
yeah, he's shock jock.
He's hot talk, which is to say he's talking about more blue topics, more, you know, more sex, relationships, pop culture.
Women.
That kind of stuff. A lot about women. He's been divorced like 5 times or something like that, and so you know he has a lot of experience with women. Apparently,
that's definitely who you want to hear about relationships from somebody who failed 5 times.
And you're right, 100%. I called you about this was 2 years ago. But he said he was for libertarian and he was posting Gary Johnson on his show, but then later changed to he was, and you're right, you said that, well, I heard he was a Hillary Clinton fan. And to come to find out, he was just toting some water for Hillary Clinton the whole freaking way, which he's not a woman hater, but you know, his anti-feminist views, you would think, why would any man like that, especially with his views, vote for a woman for president? And so he lost a lot of support over the last 2 years, especially because of the men that support his show, to think that he's going to vote for a woman for president. He lost, I would say, 55% of his fucking...
Bobby, thank you for the call tonight. Good catch. We're going to give you a blow up there anyway. That's what Tom Likas used to do.
Yeah.
People would ask him for it. All right. We got more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. 'Tis the
the sound of the season. President Trump and First Lady Melania kicking off the holidays as the White House Christmas tree delivered to D.C., the president pointing to the tree and giving it a thumbs up. The tree north of 19 feet from a tree farm in North Carolina. In other news,
authorities are now concerned that rain later this week could hinder the search and cause mudslides.
In California, the number keeps rising. At least 80 people killed in the wildfires and more than 900 people still missing. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the very latest.
Mike Moeller is CAL FIRE's Director of Communications.
As soon as we get a large fire like this, we dispatch what we call a watershed emergency response team. In anticipation of the weather, we create what we call inundation maps. We start to structure the hillsides so we do not get that runoff.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And Tom Likas.
That's who the guy was calling about earlier. Tom Likas, I got to say, you know, he was somewhat influential, I think, in my coming into talk radio. He was on in South Florida or Central Florida or wherever we were, Sun Coast of Florida. Back in the late 1990s in Sarasota.
He was on in 2004 when we were first starting, because I remember driving to the show listening to Tom Likas.
Really?
Yeah. I think he was on the weekends on some of the AM.
But anyway, he used to be on at nights. He used to be on every night, and I remember just, you know, being impressed that there was actually some talk show that was not a political talk show on the air, and seemed to be relatively popular. So that's who he was. And as our caller was just pointing out a few moments ago, now he's, I guess, retired, according to the caller, doing a podcast. That's not really retirement, but I guess retiring from broadcast radio.
He claims that the podcast is going to end this year, though.
Oh, that's what the caller said, at least, yeah. And I remember he made big waves when he went over and sort of crossed into podcasting, because he put up his advertising on eBay and sold a his ads for a lot of money on eBay, at least initially. I don't know if that continued to be the case.
I know he went and white labeled some things like wine and might have been some other things. So
yeah, he actually started a wine show for a short period of time. I'm not sure if that's still going.
He likes wine
or not? Yeah. And I mean, I don't really know the guy. We've run into him here and there at the conventions.
He's very jovial and willing to talk. I mean, you know, like, think about it for a second. Tommy Likas, one of the top five radio hosts in America at one point, was willing to spend a little time chit-chatting with me and pat me on the back and, you know, send me on my way. Mm-hmm. That's a nice thing to have happen as, you know, just he could have treated me any way he wanted
to. Sure.
And he chose to treat me well. To me, that means that he hasn't let whatever it is go to his head.
Too much. Yeah. I'd say that's a fair assessment. He is one of those guys that always wears sunglasses inside, which I always find
radio people, you know? I mean, you know, radio guys, they're at one point...
He's probably high as hell and doesn't want anybody to know.
At one point, these were the...
Your eyes is the only way to know.
Like the television stars that were just, you know, too fat and ugly to make it, right? Like ultimately, that's what radio was. I mean, he's nationwide. So his voice completely was his talent. It wasn't the way he looked. He didn't get anywhere based on being, you know, have a hot bod and being able to have a six pack or anything like that. All talent.
So I was just bringing that up, just kind of, I guess, let our listeners know, you know, who that guy was. But I wanted to also say something further about kind of the idea of a radio show host who was relatively popular and well carried on a number of stations switching from radio to podcast. Because we're seeing that happen now, it seems, at a greater clip. And I mentioned this, I think it was last week, but within the last week, we heard the news that Laura Ingraham is going to be ending her show on radio.
Yep.
And this is another major talk show host who... Now, if you don't know talk radio, these names mean nothing to you, right? Like, if you're just tuning in for the first time tonight, you've never heard a talk show before, you don't know who Laura Ingraham is, you don't know who Tom Likas is.
She's a top 20 host, though.
This doesn't matter. I can't tell you how many people I've run into who are not talk radio listeners. They barely even know who Rush Limbaugh is.
Right.
There's a lot of people in the United States who don't even know who Rush Limbaugh
is. Right. They'll know who Rush Limbaugh
is. They know who Kanye is, though.
Yes. They'll know who Sean Hannity is, but don't forget he's on TV. They'll know who...
That's as far as it goes.
Glenn Beck is.
Howard Stern.
He was on TV.
They'll know Howard Stern.
Howard Stern, not really on radio, but all right.
He was on TV as well, and he was definitely on radio for a long time.
Sure, but he's not on radio now.
Telling you, people know some names, but most of even if you're the top of the pack, top 10, most people don't know who they are. So anyway, Laura Ingraham, big name talk show host on hundreds of radio stations. She's just walking away from radio, and she's going to do a podcast.
But she's on TV too.
Yeah,
right now,
right? She's on TV.
Check.
She's walking away from radio, from hundreds of radio stations, and however many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of listeners that listen to those stations.
Right. And that's really important from a business standpoint that you people need to understand is that somebody put together this list of stations upon which Laura Ingraham is currently airing, and presumably they'll try to salvage it by putting somebody who's as interesting as Laura Ingraham is, and probably has a very similar viewpoint to Laura Ingraham, on those same stations at the same time. They're going to be like, it's the Laura Ingraham show hosted by blah blah blah, and then transition very quickly over it to it being the Ian Freeman show or whatever it is that they're going to make it. But it's that's a big thing to do, is to walk away. People have offered Free Talk Live money for just our station list if we just turn it over to them. Just give us your stations.
Well, we'd give up the show too, is what we would be doing.
Sure, we wouldn't be able to. Yeah. Probably be a non-compete.
Obviously. And we said no. But in her case, you know, she said she was tired of doing all the things she was doing, and I guess radio was the least important thing to her. You've also got Michael Savage, another very popular talk show host, very horrible as far as his opinions are concerned, but nonetheless very popular. Also, not quite entirely walking away, but basically signaling that it's going to be over soon by saying he's cutting back his 3-hour radio show every day to a 1-hour radio show and doing a 1-hour podcast. So he's still going to be doing 2 hours of content, and some would point out that the Michael Savage show has already had a recorded hour for a long time. That's sort of one of the secrets of that show, is that a lot of it is pre-recorded and it's not actually a live third hour.
Putting together old shows?
I'm not sure what they're doing, but it's at the very least pre-recorded, if not old shows. So anyway, he's been kind of slowly working his way out of broadcast radio. Yeah, sure. I mean, no doubt. But my point here is they're all talking about how they want to have their podcast. And I just think it's interesting that these hosts, who all of them presumably had phone calls on their shows before, will now be doing a format where the only calls you're going to get as a podcast are scheduled guests. Because a podcast is a recorded method of reaching an audience. It's you produce the show, you record it in your studio, and then you put it out via podcast later on. There's no live listenership to your podcast. So there is no more listener interaction beyond, you know, them sending you an email or voting on your website or whatever, you know, little things you have them do on your Facebook page. That's it. So there's no way for anybody to actually speak to these hosts or call them out or anything like that. And I think it's indicative of the ego of the talk show host, which is something that I wanted to avoid here on Free Talk Live years ago when, you know, we were forming, when I created this show. I didn't call it the Ian Freeman Show. I didn't call it the Ian Mark and Mike Show. Those were the first three hosts.
That's correct.
I called it Free Talk Live because I didn't want it to be about one personality. And I think the fact that these hosts abandoned their huge audiences to go into this very singular format of the podcast where it's just going to be them talking or them talking to a guest, that's all it could be, is very indicative of what these folks value. But they value hearing their own voice get out there. That's what they're all about. And that's what they've always been about. And that's all the calls have ever been on those shows, is just a tool for the hosts. You know,
I
don't actually care
why,
about what you think.
A listener would prefer that. So if I'm listening to Laura Ingraham, it's because I want to hear Laura Ingraham, not because I want to hear Laura Ingraham talking to some guy who's called in from Poughkeepsie or whatever.
That's why some people listen to their show. Yeah, you're right about that. They are obsessed with the personality.
I may prefer hearing Laura Ingraham rather than doing resets, which is something that has to be done on radio every 10 minutes, which is on Free Talk Live. We have basically 10-minute segments. And then when we come back, we have to tell everybody what we were telling them so that they know where we're doing, because people have gotten in their cars, they've gotten out of their cars, and they've done all kinds of things. So the podcast is a different format.
I'm not saying it's inferior. I'm just saying, from my perspective, it's not what I want to do. I got into radio because I want to hear what other people have to say. I mean, no doubt, it's nice to
Free
be able
Talk
to
Live delivers
express myself.
That is not available on radio anywhere else in America.
That's not true. There are open phones hours and such on talk shows all across the United States.
On the top 27 radio station?
I don't know what the other 26 shows do, so I can't really make a comment on that.
No, they're not taking it.
But my point here is most of these shows are not interested in your calls, and the fact that they've abandoned radio to go off into some podcast format where they're not going to have nearly as many listeners, but they'll all be obsessed, kind of fanatic, likely listeners. It's all about them. It's Free Talk Live. We'll come up.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD product can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not
not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDOnly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDOnly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDOnly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDOnly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDOnly.com, your CBD superstore.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's another edition of the Edgington Post Show. I am Mark Edge. This is the final segment of Free Talk Live. I've got with me today Jeff Berwick, who is, well, for those of you who know the name, you know that the lips are always flapping about Berwick. He's a name on people's minds. Jeff, you there?
Yeah, I am, Mark.
And I just wonder how you've done it. You've got this powerful website called thedollarvigilante.com, and you've parlayed that into the premier liberty convention in the world, Anarchapulco, which Free Talk Live will be at here very shortly. And, some of the biggest names in Anarchapulco. And this year, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is the first year for a Dollar Vigilante Summit. Is that correct?
No, actually, we've done it the last 3 years. So we didn't do it the first year of Anarchapulco, but every year since. So this will be our fourth TDV summit and the fifth Anarchapulco coming up in February.
So I'm going to be there for this one as opposed to the last two, three, which I was not there for. And I'm interested in seeing what goes on. Best I can tell, a bunch of people with a lot of money go there for this event. Is that basically it?
It's very focused on, making money, having assets, creating wealth, and that sort of a thing. And as you mentioned, the Dollar Vigilante is quite separate from Anarchapulco, but because I was having this large conference every year right here where I spend most of my time, the original idea was, well, we have the Dollar Vigilante, which has thousands of subscribers. Why not have our our annual conference right around the time of Anarchapulco so everyone can just come down here all at once? So we're doing that again. We're going to do a it this year before Anarchapulco, so it's going to be February 12th and 13th, and then, of course, Anarchapulco is February 14th to 17th, and as you know, Mark, there's always lots of things going on before and after Anarchapulco as well, including this year. I believe Larkin Rose is going to do his Candles in the Dark on February 12th and 13th as well. Mark Passio is going to do a one-day sort of one of his big sort of seminars or whatever you want to call those things, where he goes over hours and hours of incredibly interesting information. We even have the Infinite Man Summit, which is run by Sasha Daygame, which is really to help really empower men out there. Not to say that we don't want to empower women, but Sasha is a man, and he's been doing the Infinite Man Summit around the world for a number of years, and he's going to be doing it after Anarchapulco this year on February 18th and 19th. So it's basically an entire week or more of events that all transpire around Anarchapulco.
Yeah, it's really an amazing event, and I almost feel bad because I have this habit of sleeping about 8 hours a night, and there's always something happening at Anarchapulco. I mean, just always. I don't think, you know, maybe you could scoot around at 5:30 in the morning, and it might be a little dead or something. But
well, the people at 5:30 will probably just be getting out of their ayahuasca ceremonies and heading back to their hotel. So it's pretty much 24 hours of activities for sure.
It really is. So I see that you're a headliner there at the Dollar Vigilante conference, which of course you are the Dollar Vigilante. What are you going to be talking about?
Well, you know, what isn't to talk about right now? Really, we're heading towards, it seems like, I actually have a new term I've been saying, Mark, called peak statism. We're just seeing as you know, like, statism has been out of control for decades, but it's gone just completely out of control now, to the point where I just saw, just off the top of my head, I saw there's a Supreme Court thing in Canada for a woman who didn't hold a handrail on an escalator. I saw the mayor of New York just came out and said that he wants to take control of all private property and decide who can live in New York and what prices they pay for rent and things like that. We're just seeing just the state get so out of control as we end the end game of the state, because this is a old, archaic, horrible, ancient, sort of a terrible thing on humanity. And just like with anything, when it starts to reach its end, it starts to go absolutely insane. And we're seeing that with central banking as well, which is you can't have central banking without governments, without states, without legal tender laws, without the right to by the government to give themselves to make force you to use their currency. So we're seeing the central banks printing up money that's been unheard of in the last 10 years since the 2008 crisis, which they caused after the 2001 crisis, which they caused. It just goes on and on, but it's just getting worse and worse now. We're seeing the U.S. government now nearing $22 trillion in debt when Barack Dronebomber became the Nobel Peace Prize winner, and he had not one day of peace his entire presidency. I believe there was about $8 trillion, maybe $9 trillion in debt in 2008. We're now at $22 trillion, so everything is going nuts. So when you're asking, what are we going to be talking about? Well, it's all this kind of stuff, and I'm not so sure we're not going to have a major crisis before we even hit February at this point. It's looking, we're seeing the crypto markets going down, and of course the crypto markets have been a big recipient of a lot of the money printing. We're seeing the stock markets have major problems as we speak right now. The Dow's down 400 points. I've been looking at November as being a highly likely date for a lot of things to go off the rails. So when you ask what's to talk about, what isn't there to talk about? So if we have this crisis before, which we've prepared all of our Dollar Vigilante subscribers for, that's the whole point of Dollar Vigilante, then we'll be talking about how to prosper and profit from everything that's going on in February. And if we don't have the crisis by February, we'll just be talking about how to continue to prepare for when it does happen, because it's going to happen one way or another.
That's exactly what I was thinking when I was asking the question, is that, I mean, you know, when you're planning an event that's scheduled on an annual basis, it's not like you can predict the exact day and time of some kind of stock market crash that's going to occur. And this is the longest running bull market in the NYSE's history, as I understand it. Please correct me if I'm wrong. And I mean, all the bull runs have stopped so far. Anybody who thinks that a bull run is just going to continue to bull run has deluded themselves. And so it's going to end. Is it going to end in November? Well, we're seeing some indications with some kind of frightening days. And all it's going to take is one frightening day where everybody gets frightened at the same time, and then shebang, the bottom falls out again.
Yeah, that's what happens. And it always seems like right when you're getting close to it happening. For example, I started the dollar vigilante in 2009 after the 2008 collapse because I predicted the 2008 collapse and I couldn't believe that other people, most people didn't see it. There was a few out there who were talking about it, including people like Peter Schiff and a few, but really most people just had no idea that was going to happen. So that's why I started the dollar vigilante. And just like in 2007, there's so many people thinking, oh, everything's fine. It's going to stay fine. The stock market's going to stay high. The real estate price is going to stay high. All these sort of things right as we're nearing the very end of this bubble. And that's what happens because once these things go on for years and years, and it's usually about 7 years is what usually happens. We're about 8 or 9 or close to 10 years into this one, which is, as you pointed out, it is the longest bubble in stock market history. Once we get near the end, almost everyone sort of gives up on thinking that it might crash and everyone just sort of gets lulled into a state of complacency. And then most people just aren't prepared when it actually does collapse. So that's what we try to do here at the Dollar Vigilante is get people ready for it.
I know that, yeah. So I can't be too mean to people who don't think, or who aren't paying attention to a collapse. Not that they're confronted with the idea, they just, you know, they'll delude themselves a little bit. When in 2005, I remember having a conversation with a good friend of mine in Sarasota, Florida, that about the real estate collapse, and everybody was talking about a bubble. A bubble's going to occur. This is a bubble, and, you know, that kind of thing. I remember the conversation we had, which is, this is Sarasota, Florida, and when a bubble happens here, what are we going to see? Some flattening of prices for a little while? Oh, dear. I mean, the value of the house that I owned cut in half. I just didn't see it coming. I had completely deluded myself to what could occur.
Yeah, and that's what most people do. It's just very typical of these sort of things. And, of course, all bubbles are caused by central banks. It's called the business cycle. And what they do is they print up tons of money. This is what they did in the Great Depression in the 1920s. They print up a lot of money. They get everyone thinking, because there's all this money around, that the economy is doing really well. It's not. It's mostly fake. And then they cut off the money supply at a certain point, and that's what we're seeing now with the Federal Reserve. They're starting to raise interest rates finally, and their actual amount of money printing has gone down. And they actually caused these collapses. And the smart people, especially them, they know this is going to happen. So they buy all the way up, and right when they're going to cut off the money supply, which they've started to do now in 2018, they sell everything before everyone else catches on, and then everything collapses 50 to 90%, and then they start to buy back in. They've been doing this for over a century since the founding of the Federal Reserve. And every time, because it's not talked about on the television programming or on CNBC or anywhere, really, anywhere on the mainstream sort of a platform, they never talk about this. If you turn on CNBC right now, I'm sure they're talking about how you should stick with stocks, you should be buying mutual funds. It's the exact opposite thing of what people should be doing, and they kind of do this all on purpose. Luckily, thanks to the internet and thanks to channels like ours that we can get this information out, a lot more people are starting to catch on, so a lot more people will be more prepared. But your average person just doesn't have the time. They're too busy working to pay all their extortion, their taxes, all the regulations destroyed the economy, the central bank is destroying the currency.
Hold a second, just 1 second. I want everybody to be able to get the rest of this interview. Just go to archives.freetalklive.com and search today's date and Berwick. That's archives.freetalklive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.